I have to change my vestment because today is martyrdom, which is red instead of green. But just like what I said yesterday, the first reading from the book of Tobit is one of my favorite readings, especially for weddings. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't choose this reading for wedding because it's too long, and of course it's not romantic enough, so they usually tend to go for 1 Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, wonderful and nice, all good. But there's so much depth and meaning behind this first reading, huh? And then there is a back story to all of this. But what's beautiful about Tobias and Sarah is this: before they consummate their marriage, they pray together. That's so beautiful, huh? And that's why every time I do marriage counseling, or someone come to me and said there is a problem in their marriage or their relationship or their family, I always ask this one question: when was the last time you prayed for your spouse? You pray for yourself, and you pray for your marriage. Tobias and Sarah today remind us that marriage is not somehow perfect or able to be just because we try hard enough. We're all human beings, and we will all fail. And that's why only with the grace of God that we're able to love one another, especially for those who are called to the sacrament of matrimony. And Tobias said today very clearly that he understands that his wife, Sarah, was given to him by the grace of God. And he loved her not because he lusted after her, but because he loved her. This is so important that even in marriage itself, there's a call to chastity. A chastity that loves the person deep from within, not just for the physical part. And that's why Tobias and Sarah remind us that before we do all things, we need to remind ourselves that we need to pray. Not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones. Because we cannot truly love as God loved without His loving grace. And what is kind of funny about this, and I know that the reading was already long already, but for the sake of shortening it, they actually left out a very ironic and very jovial part. And as a matter of fact, Sarah's own father was so fearful that Tobias was going to die, because her 7 past husband have died because of that demon that tortured her. He actually dug the grave for Tobias just in case if he dropped dead on wedding night. Well, free gift for you. But God saved them, because God loved them, because they sanctified their marriage and their love for one another through God. Which leads us toward the gospel reading today. We hear the Shema Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And as a matter of fact, if you and I ever go to any Muslim country, the call to prayer 5 times a day is almost the Shema Israel, their version of it. They will say Allah is great, He is the one true God, and of course they will say that Muhammad is the only and true prophet. But the call to prayer, even in a Muslim country, is just a mirror image of the Shema Israel. We're called to love our God alone, not among many, alone. God needs to be loved above all things and for the sake of Himself. Not one option among many, with all of our heart, all of our passion, all of our emotion, all of our sentiment, with all of our souls, all of our being, with who we are, with all of our mind, with intellect too, because our faith it's not just an irrational or sentimental faith, it's both of the mind and of the heart. And most of all, most important of all, with all of our strength. Sometimes the world will be imperfect and our faith will be tested. And at times, at those moments, the strength to believe in God, the strength to will to believe is so important. And we see that today in the memorial of St. Charles Lwanga and his companions. They were martyred in between the year 1885 to 1887. And out of all of his companions, the youngest one was a 13-year-old. They had the courage to believe and to die for the faith. They did not have to prove themselves, or they did not understand or to try to misunderstand the meaning of martyrdom by killing someone else. They laid down their lives to be martyred out of love of Jesus. And how were they martyred? They were first tortured to the point of death, and then, of course, tied to the cross or to a stick, and then burned to death. Painful, slow death. Yet they chose to love. They chose to believe. They chose to love God and the Lord alone, with all of their hearts, with all of their soul, with all of their mind, and with all of their strength. May St. Charles Lwanga and his companions show us the same example, that we can begin to choose God and to love God above everything else.